The Synod of Bishops for Africa is finally over, and summing up 3 weeks of intense work, a final message was released, appealing for the united cooperation of all people of goodwill. Amongst the evils singled out as the causes of the many sufferings of the people of Africa were greed, corruption, and unjust economic structures fomenting conflict and poverty. And in their message, the 275 members of the Synod also shone the light on the responsibility of international corporations operating in Africa, saying they must stop their criminal devastation of the environment in their greedy exploitation of natural resources. Then the bishops insisted on respect for religious freedom in predominantly Muslim communities, and finally called on the continent's bishops, priests, religious and laity to become more united and to conform their lives more closely to the gospel. And as many of the Synod participants personally expressed, they refuse to be discouraged by the enormity of problems in Africa and actually see hope for the future of the beloved continent. Like Ghanaian Cardinal Peter Turkson.
We've cried our cry. We've listened to the different cries, but we've also listened to encouragement and a lot of solidary messages. And the sense of solidarity which is built is just what everybody's going away with. Not anymore feeling alone in their dioceses to deal with problems alone, but feeling that the whole continental church is behind them. This is a big thing.
Another person who expressed enthusiasm for the just-ended synod and its utility was Cameroonian Bishop Jean Mbarga.
We have discovered the situation in Africa, and we can give to the opinion, international opinion, what is the real situation in Africa. Now, the problem of to solve the problem is not only for the Catholic Church. We intend to collaborate with all the organizations who continue to want to do something for the future of Africa.
Yes, the future of Africa is still to be written. That's what Bishop Michael Woestenberg, Bishop of North Aliwal in South Africa's Eastern Cape province, told me.
Even with the Synod, some people ask me, are you not too pessimistic with all mentioning all these terrible things happening in Africa? And there are terrible things up to the day, to this day, today, happening and mentioning that. But I think pessimism would be to get stuck in that. But we are describing the past and the present, but not the future with that. That is something else. And so I think one has simply to look, to take stock of the situation as it is, name it, and get out the demons and to build something new. And I think that is what we are doing. And I was just wondering when I walked in the evening across St. Peter's Square here, and the first thing you see when you enter the Vatican is something from Africa, the big obelisk.
That's right.
Pointing up.
It's from Ethiopia, I think, isn't
and
it?
I don't know exactly where this is from. The other ones have even inscriptions in Rome. This one is empty. You can put your whole story on it.
Actually, after this interview, I looked it up and discovered that it's actually a 13th century Egyptian obelisk. It's made of red granite, stands 25.5 meters tall, and it was moved to Rome by the Emperor Caligula in the year 37 AD. A truly magnificent symbol of a yet unwritten future to come, as Bishop Woestenberg was saying, bearing in mind, he says, that as church, we always look up to the cross.
That is what we do in the church, to look at a cross that which simply says there is injustice, suffering done by people to people, but that is not the end of the story. There's much more to come, and that is why what I hope for and what I'm trusting in. Yeah,
it's this synod is an occasion to speak of Africa, but it's easy. Africa is so many different things, so many different voices. You are speaking of a South Africa, which is so different to the South Africa somebody in Johannesburg or in Cape Town speaks about, and I don't think many people are very aware of your reality. Do you think it's important to have a synod such as this to be able to join your voice to those of the other African bishops? And what fruit do you think it can bear?
I think we got the seeds here, the fruits we must produce at home, then take the seeds with us and plant it there. whatever comes out, some people say, well, what is the synod about? And we can't save whole Africa or something like that. But we exchange our ideas. And I just said yesterday evening to one of my fellow bishops from South Africa, it is simply exciting to meet all these fine people of the church with that very different experience. And you see the faces and you don't know even through what suffering some of them really went. And to pay respect to that, to see it and to see and to draw strength from that. I think that is a very important part of
it. So it fortifies you in your mission as well?
Yeah, and then to know these guys are around. We are not always very good at cooperation. And this Africa is scattered and it is very, it's a huge variety as you have it in Europe as well. Portugal is not like Finland.
Absolutely.
So there's a huge amount of differences, but that we have a common vision and an interest. And I think that was really one of the very fine experiences for me at the Synod.
So, a time to be together, to compare notes, and as Bishop Wissenberg was saying, to get to know one another. And this is just one of the reasons that has given meaning to this synod, which hopefully will bear precious fruit in the years to come.
What would you say the most precious moments have been during these 3 weeks?
I think, you know, one of the most precious moments of any synod, but particularly this one, has been the fact that 244 bishops, they didn't all succeed in coming, but all of them were members of the synod. Some of them couldn't come for illness or one or other reason. But that number of bishops representing the church in the different countries have come together, sat with the head of the College of Bishops, Pope Benedict, and together have looked at the situation that the world is in, and the challenges that situation poses to the church.
Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier is Archbishop of Durban, South Africa, and one of the delegate presidents of the Synod itself.
And I think coming out with a mentality that is positive, an attitude that is positive, I think this Synod has been extremely focused. No one could say there's a conservative group here and there's a liberal group there. Everyone's been focused on more or less the same direction. Somebody said, we're all singing off the same page. We've still got to discover what's on the page, but we're singing from that page anyway. I think much to say, we know that we don't know all the answers to the problems, but we're all addressing ourselves to those problems. And I think the other thing is a positive spirit that's there. For instance, consciously people have said, let's not talk about problems in Africa. Because if you say you've got a problem, it means you're already admitting there's not much you can do about it. It's a challenge. We've got it within our means. We've got the resources. And if we put our minds to it, we can overcome that. I think that's what, for me, has summed up the Synod, has been that positive outlook.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we say goodbye?
Well, I'd just like to say what a wonderful thing it has been, being here in Rome, with all the other church representatives and the laity as well, and the openness with which people have felt themselves free to speak. Some of the lay auditors have been quite frank in the things they have said. We mightn't agree with what they've said, but the fact that they felt comfortable enough to be able to say it and not hold back and say it on the corridors, but not say it out in the hall. I think that's been very, very good. And I think what I've heard quite a few bishops remarking is how lovely it is to be able to listen to Radio Vatican and hear the interviews and getting different perspectives on Africa, which we don't always get from that 4 or 5 minutes that a person has time to speak about. After all, we're speaking on a particular topic, sometimes sent by our conference to do it. So we're not talking about our own experience of the church. And so listening to Vatican Radio has been a great filler for the background information that one needs about what's happening in Africa.
That makes me very happy.
I'm sure it does, because it's really what has been happening.
And Pope Benedict himself had words of thanks and encouragement for the Synod Fathers as they wrapped up their meeting, pointing out how participants had managed to avoid the temptation to speak more like politicians than pastors.
La tentazione poteva essere di politicizzare il tema.
He said that during the assembly, the Synod Fathers had found their true voice, the pastor's voice, addressing the Synod theme in a way that was at once concrete and spiritual, a way that not only makes sense, but that can really make the difference.
Era il grande problema del Sinodo e siamo, grazie a Dio, mi sembra, riusciti.
The Pope said this was the great challenge of the Synod, and the Synod Fathers were equal to it.